Chapter 27, The Rise of the Captives. Andiamo! Andiamo! Bisnark screamed over the roaring crowd. Let's go, team! The players from both teams took their places on the floor. Boris's team looked relaxed as they stretched and prepared for what they assumed would be an equally dominant second period. The challengers, however, did not look like the same forlorn bunch that had left the floor just minutes earlier. Players, to face-off positions! Dingbacks to center floor, Bismarck said with relish. Dawn and V squared up for the face-off. Don't worry, jeered the croc. I'll make it quick. The fox's whiskers curled, betraying the trace of a smile. The bats dropped the spider. Game on, shouted Bismarck. In a flash, Dawn had Harry in the crook of her kiwi. Then, with a tap, she passed the spider back to Cora. Just as planned, the wombat glided toward the center line, where she was joined by the rest of her team. In a shoulder-to-shoulder formation, the Nox barreled forward, a single straight line of force. Thwack! Cora tapped the spider back to Ciro. Thwack! Ciro tapped the spider to Dawn. Thwack! Dawn tapped the spider to Ajax. Thwack! Ajax tapped the spider to Julian. By passing just before the defender had a chance to attack, the challengers drove their single line straight down the floor. Suddenly, Boris, standing in goal, was outnumbered 5-1. Julian raised his kiwi high, winding up to hit Harry with all his might. Boris lunged left, falling for Julian's fake. With a smirk, Julian passed Harry to Dawn, who was waiting at the right side of the goal. With a smooth swipe, she deflected the spider into the corner of the net. Whizz! All four bats whistled to mark the stoppage of play, but were drowned out by the roar of the spectators. We have ourselves a game, ladies and gentlemen, Bismarck called out. A point for the challengers, un punto for freedom! The Nox all screamed with delight. Holding their kiwis high, they gathered together for a victorious embrace. They could do this. They could beat the Crocs. But as the cheering subsided, one fan could still be heard. Unbelievable! Brilliant! Magnificent! Boris screamed in a frenzy. A sneak attack! A clever display of strategy! I love it! Coach? V asked. Oh, excuse me. Got carried away there. Sorry, yes. Too bad, team. Nice try. Let's pull it together. Don't let that one happen again. The Crocs turned back toward the floor. What's going on? Whispered Miss. They just scored, murmured Orr. But Boris seems happy, said V. Shaking their heads in confusion, the crocodiles moved back to their posts. Face off, said the bats in chorus as they dropped the spider. Miss gained control of Harry. She passed him back to V, who sheltered the tarantula and kept her passing lanes open. They were not going to be caught off guard by another five-player assault. But this time, the challengers moved out of the way. Ciro, Dawn, Cora, Julian, and Ajax all gathered together at the edge of the rink. Vianor stopped passing. Miss, Hay, and B stared at in disbelief. What are you guys doing over there? Miss asked the Nox, approaching them in confusion. Yeah, what's the matter? Asked B. What do you mean? Cora answered. Nothing's the matter. The wombat fluttered her lashes. But you're all just standing there. You're not trying to stop us, Orr said, pointing out the obvious. You know we have possession, right? Asked V. While attention was directed to the sideline, Tobin crept out from goal. Stealthily, the pangolin made his way down the marble. With a flick of his kiwi, Tobin gained control of Harry, who had been abandoned at center floor. Suddenly, he was facing Boris in a one-on-one showdown. Come on, pangolin. Show me the good stuff, Boris bared his sharp teeth. All the players whirled around as Tobin raised his kiwi. Thwack! Tobin slapped Harry with the rounded side of the kiwi's beak, putting an unusual spin on the spider. Harry curved up, around, and past Boris's shoulder, thunking cleanly into the back of the goal. Whizz! The whistles blared out again as the bats raised their wings in the air. The point was good. Goal! A second point for the challengers! Bismarck called out above the wild celebration. The jerboas were hopping with excitement. The captured animals clutched each other in disbelief. No way! No way! B objected. That's That's cheating! The bats gathered together for a moment, then raised their wings again. Fair goal, they declared. Way to go, said Julian, patting the pangolin's scales. Tobin blushed. You did it, cried Cora. Dawn glided over to offer her congratulations, but she could not shout over the noise of the audience. The cave was filled with the sound of hundreds of voices screaming as one, their freedom close at hand. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, Bismarck exclaimed. Another extragia excellente. The Nox have pulled within one, and they look like they want to go all the way. Yet again, as the crowd noise died down, one euphoric voice was left speaking. Spectacular! Unheard of! Boris wailed. What a performance! Bravo! The Nox huddled together, staring at their opponent in confusion. Something did not feel right. Why is he cheering us on? Asked Ajax. Oh, goodness. Do you think he let in my shot on purpose? Wondered Tobin. Dawn shook her head. There's no telling what Boris is thinking. All we can do is keep playing. The challengers went mute as they considered the possibilities. Boris was still ranting beside the goal. Wonderful, he said. I will meet those coachers at last. It is only a matter of time. In his claws, he still clenched the strange red tube. Jerry watched from the sidelines as Boris whispered to the object and then pressed it to his ear as if it were speaking back. The second period resumed, but neither team could organize enough to score again. When the whistles blew, the score was Crocs 3, Nox 2.